And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your information flow, and we're doing so today by bringing a longtime Lifestyles Unlimited member onto the show. Now, if you've listened to the show for any period of time, you've heard this gentleman before. He's kind of a fixture within the Lifestyles Unlimited community. And ironically, he had essentially the same problem that everybody who joins Lifestyles Unlimited has. He was challenged with his result when it comes to retirement. Now Mike did everything he's supposed to do. He went to school, got good grades, got engineering degrees, and he went into the workforce and he traded time for money. He took his skill and he put it into play into corporate America. He worked for some very, very big firms. I mean, basically household names. And you know, I think the most interesting part about his career, at least from my standpoint, it may not be the most interesting part of his career from his standpoint, but from my standpoint, I had never met somebody who had worked on the space station. Now, a space station is kind of a big deal, especially for my generation, because what it did was it allowed man to leave the confines of the Earth, go into space, and basically hang out there. And people have been hanging out there for a long time. And my guest, Mike, he's one of the guys that made that happen. So you would think a brilliant mind like that would be able to figure out the retirement game. But I think there was something lacking. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Mike onto the show now. And we're going to ask him if there was something lacking. Mike, welcome back to the show. How are you, my longtime Lifestyles Unlimited member buddy?
Hey, that's quite the introduction, Al. Thanks for having me on the show.
Glad to have you. So, I mean, did I get any of that right? Wrong? Correct the record,
yeah,
man.
So that's right. So doing the 401k, you know, like you're supposed to, then 2000 hits and I lost half the money in my 401k, dropped down to a 201 and just kept chunking money in, you know, your dollar cost averaging and money's going in 2001, two, three, four. And finally in 2008, it gets back up to where it was. And I was all happy. And then darn it, if it didn't happen again. So, you know, lost a bunch of money. It's like, I'm tired of this 401k game. You know, it starts going down and you stick your head in the sand like an ostrich. And it's like, you know, it's not working. So that's when it's like, you know, read Rich Dad, Poor Dad and how to make money cash flow with real estate. It's like, well, maybe I should get into that. So started looking around and found Lifestyles on the radio and joined up. Changed my life.
So were you a skeptic at any point, or did you hear the message that Lifestyles Unlimited was conveying to you and it registered with you? Where were you at?
Yeah, not a skeptic. My dad had owned, you know, small apartment complexes out in Oregon. I'm from Corvallis, Oregon, small town, Oregon State University town. And he had like a 12 unit and an 8 unit and a 4 unit. And I was the summertime painter. So when people would move out, I'd hop in there and blow through it in a day and get the whole thing painted and ready for releasing. So I'd kind of been in the, you know, been in some apartments, had that smell, you know, that you get it when you go in these lived in, moved out, empty apartments. And
are you talking about the smell of money?
The smell of money, hell, you know it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you fix it up, you make it clean and functional, and somebody else moves in and you're back in business. So I've kind of been around that. And so I knew real estate worked. And so I'm just looking for somebody to help me get started in Texas.
So Lifestyles Unlimited sent a message to you that you received. You unlike me, were not a skeptic. You readily accepted the message. So what did you have to do in your own life to transition away from what you had been doing into doing what Lifestyles Unlimited ultimately taught you to do?
So got to have some investment money. So I had sold a house. So So I moved to Texas, or Hewlett Packard moved me to Texas in 2009. They were consolidating a lot of their software people in one spot, and they decided Austin was the place to do it. So we'd moved from Oregon, where it rained all the time, out to Texas, where it never rains. And my wife is all excited for that, at least for the first 10 years. And so we've got here, we couldn't sell our house. It was 2009 and it was a bad time to sell. So our house in Oregon, we had to rent it for a couple years. And in 2011, we finally sold it for a lot less than the original sale price that we had tried to sell it for back in 2009. And then, so now I've got this, I had a paid off house in Oregon. I've got a whole bunch of cash now to invest. And that's when I started looking for lifestyles. So it was about $400,000 I had, and put that into some multifamily passive deals that first year, I think three of them that first year, and some single families. We picked up three single families that first year with the help of lifestyle mentors and the team that they had for me, contractors, electricians, and all that stuff, roofers. And those six deals we did just kind of propelled me into retirement 4 years later. So 4 years into doing lifestyles, I was able to retire on cash flow. So I think at that time I was up to $20,000 a quarter coming in, so $80,000 a year. And yeah, it doesn't sound like a whole lot, but remember, it's tax-free. So that's equivalent to like $110,000. And I think that's about what I was making in my job when I quit.
Had you made the decision at the time you joined Lifestyles Unlimited, had you made the decision to just go ahead and retire based off the fact you had about $400,000 in your 401k, do you think you would have been successful?
I don't think so. I mean, so the drawdown rate they recommend is like 4%, and 4% of 400,000 is what, 1,600, 16,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not a whole lot to live off of. Yeah. And I was 53 years old, so no, Social Security was not an option back then.
You had a big problem.
Yep.
And you had an epiphany.
Yeah. So, joining Lifestyles and those first couple of deals were, home run deals. Like that very first deal I did, May of 2012, invested $80,000 into a property in San Antonio with a lead. And it was a 360 unit, very rundown property. So the lead got it for dirt cheap. It was like $17,000 a door. And he was able to turn it around. He fixed up all the units, 360, did all that, painted the exterior of all the different buildings, made the place look nice, and then filled it up. And a year and a half later, he refinanced it, paid off the original loan, and had enough money to give everybody 150% of our money back. So that $80,000 investment, I get a $120,000 check in 2 years later. And that's just life-changing. It's like, I'm used to Christmas bonuses from Hewlett Packard that were in the $5,000 range. And now here's a tax-free check for $120,000. So that's when I started telling all my friends and family. It's like, hey, this stuff really works. And so, of course, that money gets reinvested and into another deal. We still own that very first property. So it's been, 14 years? And it's returned $300,000 total. And we still have a ton of equity in there. And we're looking to maybe do another refinance. We've done two refinances on it. We might do a third one to pull some more of that equity out. And it's cash flowing 20% a year for 14 years. So.
Is that Jerry and Sharon's property?
Yep, that's Jerry's property.
Yeah, that is a neat property. I've had the opportunity to tour that a couple times. And, that's an amazing story of, somebody else who's a fellow member, right? I mean, this is somebody that you chose to invest with. How well did you know Jerry and Sharon when you made the decision to, just hand over 80,000 bucks?
Yeah, not very well. I'd met him once at one of the lifestyle events. My wife and I talked to him on the phone once, and he's a Aggie, or his kids were going to Texas A&M. So we had that in common. And I'd initially decided to give him $50,000. I was very nervous. It was the first time I'm investing that kind of money. and getting close to closing, you know, cause this property was in foreclosure and took a while to close. Some of his investors backed out. So he's like, hey, we've got some openings. Who wants to add more money to the pot? And I'm like, well, this is not a good sign. So I was like, well, I'll give another 30. So I upped it to 80,000. And boy, that was one of the best decisions I've ever made. I've actually met one of the guys that dropped out, and man, he's kicking himself because, you know, that 80,000 has turned into about 800,000 in the course of 14 years. So it's just crazy.
Now, not all of your deals were like super home runs like that. Let's be fair and honest with the audience.
No, but the first 10 were.
Wow.
Back in 2012, 13, 14, 15. Yeah, it was crazy times back then. Cap rates were dropping, you know, which makes the value of the property go up. And, you know, as interest rates go down, the values of the properties go up. And so they were triples, quadruples on a lot of those first deals. It's like shooting fish in a barrel, you know, you couldn't miss. Nowadays, you've got to be a lot more picky, you know, because it's a normal market. Back then, the Austin, you know, these were Austin properties, and Austin was just growing like crazy. So that was helping a lot too. And there just wasn't enough inventory. Now there's too much inventory, right? So Austin, finally, the builders caught up and they built all this apartment product. And now that's put a damper on any rent increases everybody's got. So it's good for renters.
Yeah.
Not good for us. So,
well,
you know, and that's a good, you know, lesson to learn. It's like, you know, you got to pick your market. So what market is out there that's got a lot of renters and not a lot of product to rent, you know, and not much in the pipeline. And that's going to, you know, keep your property full, you know, which is important, and potentially, you know, raise rents and increase the value of your investment.
Now, is it safe to say that you've made a lot of connections with a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members?
Yeah. So I've got, you know, people all over the country now that, you know, you meet them at Expo that's coming up in March, and we all swap stories and got friends out and got an ambassador friend, Jeff Olson, out in Washington that, you know, I finally convinced him to become a member 6-7 years ago. And now he's an ambassador out there holding networking meetings.
And he's got his daughter involved too.
Yep, his daughter's involved. Steve Anderson, California, helped him get into the multifamily side of things. He's a big ambassador out in California. And yeah, I've got friends all over.
Isn't it amazing that you've met so many people that started basically the way you did? They all had the same retirement gloom and doom outlook, and they turned to Lifestyles Unlimited for a solution. And what are your thoughts? I mean, do you think besides you, they found the solution too?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people and brought them on board to Lifestyles, 30, 40 different people, I think, over the course of the 15 years I've been a member. Most of them are happy. A couple of them that came on late in 2022, I think, ran into some of the, you know, this interest rates when they shot up. So they're not happy yet, but I think things are going to be turning around shortly if they haven't already. So they'll eventually be on board too. But
do you think we're going to ever get back to the boom times of, say, 2011 and 2012 in the current market?
Ah, that's a good question. I'd like to ask you that, or Dell. will the good times, because it feels like it's, you know, 2010 and everybody's just come off of the big real estate crash in 2008 and 2009, and we're all kind of, you know, we're all pensive. It's like, do we dip our toes back in yet? Is now the right time? And so I think when I joined in late 2011, that was, you know, right at the start of the boom time. So I got pretty lucky then. And I think that time's coming. I don't know when it'll start.
Are you prepared to act when you spot it?
Yeah. We've got cash sitting on the side. Of course, I think 37 of my deals are still active that I own, of the 72. So a lot of them sold. And those 37 deals are going to be selling in the next few years, and we'll be reinvesting.
We'll be back right after this.
Go Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Want to build income without a second job? Learn how real estate investing can help you create extra income one step at a time with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, in this segment, we're going to continue our conversation with Mike. Now, Mike has been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for about 15 years. I mean, do I have that right, Mike? It's been 15 years.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
Yep.
So you've seen a lot in your time. I mean, we're not saying you're acting as a mentor as part of Lifestyles Unlimited. We're not saying you're acting as an educator as part of Lifestyles
right.
Unlimited. But the reality of it is you can't help but learn from your experiences, right?
Right. Yeah, definitely. It's been a lot. And yeah, I was the lead in 2016, I bought a 64 unit. After I retired, my lead friends was like, "Hey, join the club. You should buy a property." So I'm like, "Okay." So,
okay, let's
training.
Do that. Do-do-do.
Right? got nothing to do. Might as well. So I found a 64 unit property. It's a 1960s product, so it's a little older, but it had been refurbished by a previous group. And we got 30 passive investors to come along for the ride. It's about $1.6 million that we raised. And that took about 24 hours using, you know, the lifestyle, from the mentoring Lifestyles and all the information they give you and how to do that kind of thing. So really quick raise on that. We bought a property for around $5 million and ran it for 2.5 years. And sold it for about $6 million. So we made $1 million. It wasn't a great return for everybody, but it was, you know, tolerable. It was better than the stock market. You can put it that way.
How much time did you devote to that particular project?
So that, I'm down there a couple, even though I had third party management, I hired a management company. I was probably there twice a week, helping them out, making sure they're doing all the right stuff. So a fair amount of time, and the third party management struggled. They were, you know, good at, they were not good at hiring us. I'll put it that way. So the person they hired to sit behind the desk to lease up the units and run the property, they struggled with. So they went through 5 different people. You know, we'd give them 3 months to get our occupancy up and they couldn't do it. So we kept having to say, "Hey, you got to find someone else." We finally gave up with these guys. We fired them. We hired Shippy Management. Shippy's one of our Central Texas leads that was very successful with Austin properties. So his group took over and they hired this gal that was great. She got our occupancy up to 100% within a month and we kept it there for a year and sold it. And when they were in charge, you know, I was showing up twice a week, and after 3 weeks of that, they're like, "Hey, if you keep showing up and getting in our way, we're going to fire you."
you hired the right people.
Yeah. So I backed out and they ran the property and I didn't have to go down there at all. So it was, you know, just having the right people running the show really made a difference. So we sold it, made some good money and got out. And I decided at that point, I think I had 20 passive deals and they were producing enough money that I could live comfortably and not have to worry about it. So decided not to be a syndicator anymore and just focus on the passive side. And since then, I think those 20 deals, I'm up to 80 deals in total that we've done. And things are great.
Wow. 80 deals. I mean, that, you know, the people listening to us right now are thinking that you're running around like a man with his hair on fire if you're managing 80 different deals. Can you help put their fire out?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm a passive. So you get a deal in the email. It's like, "Hey, we've got this potential investment, you know, in Cincinnati. Are you interested?" And so you take a look at it and it's like, "Yeah, okay, that looks like a great deal." You do some due diligence, you know, talk to lead and all that. And then when the time comes, you wire the money and forget about it, right? So you get a report after the deal's closed. I get a report once a month from the lead that says, hey, you know, here's how we're doing. And if things are running great, you know, I'll skim the report and that's all the work I have to do. Nowadays, they used to send you checks in the mail, so I would have to go, you know, sign the check and cash it. But nowadays, it's all ACH, so everything's automated. So there's not a lot of work to be done.
So how many hours a day do you devote to your real estate holdings?
I'd say a couple hours a week. So I do keep track of the reports. Yep, I've got a spreadsheet that, you know, when the distributions come in on the quarterly, I'll put those in my spreadsheet and just so I can track them. And so it's not much work at all.
Well, that sounds like you're a lazy investor.
Yes, definitely.
And that was the goal, huh?
Yeah, that's the goal. You know, I want things working for me, not me working for them. I tried that for 35 years.
Yeah, I probably ought to clean up my language there. I called you a lazy investor, but between you and me, we know what that means. I'm going to share what it means with the audience. What it really means is that Mike isn't lazy at all. He is sharp as a tack. He is focused on his goals and objectives, and he's finding assets that fit his portfolio. When he finds one that makes sense, he buys it. That's really where you're spending your time, right?
Yeah. It's just looking at deals. You know, when you've got money to invest, you start paying attention. Deals coming in. You know, you've got 4, 5, 6 deals, you know, every month to take a look at, you know, that I'm connected with the different leads. And so I'm doing some analysis and looking for things. You know, there was one a year and a half ago, it came out in Fredericksburg, which is, I think it's like the top Airbnb city in the country, you know, Fredericksburg, Texas. They got a bunch of wineries down there. It's a very great place to go visit, you know, on the weekend. So one of our leads found a great multifamily property there. And so the bunch of us, you know, were clamoring to get into that one.
And is this Robert Steele?
Yeah, it's Robert Steele. And it's been doing great ever since. So, you know, it's just finding the right market. And, you know, I'll avoid things that are way out away from large cities, you know, small towns. Those are a little more difficult. But, you know, I've got a Cincinnati property that's doing great that I just went into like a year ago. And so different markets, you know, different places in the country where they're landlord friendly. And I'm avoiding Austin because I think it's, you know, they overbuilt in Austin, too much product. San Antonio, same thing. Avoid that. Houston's been doing all right. Dallas area's been doing all right. So just trying, you know, you keep up on the market trends and what cities are growing, which ones aren't, and try and be smart about it.
How important is it to you to have a conversation with that lead investor that you're thinking about investing with? Why is that an important thing?
Yeah, because that's the person running the ship, right? You want to know who's driving. So you want to have multiple conversations with them, listen to their presentation. They'll always do a PowerPoint presentation or two or three, you know, pay attention to those. How well do they communicate? Talk to, if they've done a deal before, talk to a few of the passives that were in that. It's like, you know, are you getting your monthly reports? How well do they communicate? If you have questions, do they get answered? So, as you know, communication is one of the sticking points for me. If the lead can't communicate well, then I won't invest with them.
Even if the property is a home run, that's a deal breaker for you?
Yeah. Because they're the one running the ship. And if they can't communicate with me, then they can't communicate with the contractors and the bank and everyone else that they need to on a day-to-day basis. Right?
Yeah, it's a problem. So you hosted a meeting last night at a place called Rudy's. They allowed you to have the meeting there, and you hosted about 40 Lifestyles Unlimited members, or were they all members?
Yep. There was one newcomer that somebody else brought. Yep. But okay. Yeah, they're all members, and they're either, you know, multifamily or single family. There was I think 3 or 4 that were recent members that are focused on single family that showed up. So it was a good mix.
So what do you guys talk about at these meetings? Is it just, you just show up to eat barbecue, or do you have healthy conversation?
Yeah, so we show up, we eat barbecue for the first hour, and then at 6:30, I start the meeting. They're all at Rudy's. It's all picnic tables, so I'm sitting on one, and you know, we have everybody introduce themselves and what they're focused on, multifamily or single family, and then we kind of open it up. And last night, I think we talked for an hour and a half last night. It was one of the longer meetings we've had, and people are talking about, you know, the state of the market and multifamily, what's going on in the economy and how that affects us and some of the deals that we're all in. And just kind of, there were questions on, you know, cap rates and questions on operations. And so some of the new people were asking, you know, what do you think about multifamily and how'd it go? I mean, it was really good. It was kind of like a case study.
So you guys were doing hardcore networking.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, okay.
And we always have a couple leads there. One of the leads there was doing a great job. People were asking him all kinds of questions. You know, he's got two properties, and I think in the south of Austin, north of San Antonio, kind of in the middle there. And we were asking him, you know, how's it going? He's had them since 2017, and they're running okay. So they ran into some occupancy issues in the fall, like a lot of us did. But things have bounced back, so it was great. Great to have some leads there giving feedback.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, because I mean, in our community, it's the lead that does all the heavy lifting. They do all the work, and then those of us that are passive investors, you, me, everybody else, we let them do all the work, right?
Yep, exactly. That's their job.
Yeah, because we wouldn't be caught dead on any of the properties that we're invested in with a hammer in our hand, a paint roller in our hand, none of that stuff. First of all, we're not good at it. And second of all, if we were good at it, that's not our role, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly right. Yep. Yeah, we want to hire professionals that can get in and get out, get it done quick, and get out of the resident's hair, right?
Exactly. Because everything that we're doing in the business model is customer service focused, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, the number one goal, keep your tenants happy, because a happy tenant stays and you make money on the renewal, right? And that's one of the key things. If you get people to renew, then you don't have to go in and replace the carpet and paint the thing. And so that's where your money's made, is on renewals.
Yeah, that's $1,000, maybe $1,500 that you're not spending to do a make ready. And then you're not losing any income, because they renew and they continue paying on time like they've always done. And if they're really great residents, they're not tearing the place up. You get normal wear and tear. But the reality is that's the kind of business model that supports a very healthy investment, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the leads that do all they can to help renewals, I mean, they'll have Halloween parties and Christmas parties, and, you know, they'll have freebies for the tenants, you know, free donuts or kolaches. And some of my leads will do, when back to school time, they'll have purchased backpacks for all the kids on property and all the school supplies. And they'll lay them out in the office, and everybody can come in and load up their backpack with the things they need for school. And that's just a perk for the tenants, and, you know, keeps the tenants happy and keeps them renewing.
Yeah, because I mean, at the end of the day, the people that rent property from us, they're not the wealthiest people in the world, but they are hardworking Americans, or hardworking non-Americans who are dedicated to doing something. They're willing to pay their rent on time. They're willing to take care of the property, and they just want a really good experience with where they live. And then when you turn around and you do something for them out of caring and love, I mean, wow. That seals the deal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you're trying to create a great neighborhood for them to live in, right?
Yeah.
That's the lifestyle models. Best product, best price, and let's keep people there.
Yeah, and it does attract the best people, doesn't it?
Yep.
So, Mike, I've got a real estate, well, technically, this is not a real estate related question, but I've just been dying to ask you this. And every time I see you at events, I want to ask you this question, but then I shy away because I think it's kind of, I don't know, it's just kind of a frivolous question. But can I ask you in front of millions of people?
No.
Okay, we'll move on.
What do you want? What do you want to know, Al?
Well, have you ever heard of Joe Rogan?
Yes.
Okay, so he's become like a real big podcaster. I kind of listen to him from time to time. I think he has interesting content. But one of the things I noticed about that guy is that he doesn't believe that we landed on the moon. Now you worked on the space station, so you're the closest thing I've got to somebody that probably has an accurate answer. Did we land on the moon?
Well, there's satellites that are in orbit around the moon right now, and they take pictures. And those pictures show the moon lander, they show the rover that was driving around, they show the tracks that are made in the dust. So there's physical, you know, there's pictorial evidence of it. There's 400,000 people that worked on that. And for 400,000 people to keep that kind of secret this long is impossible. So based on that, you'd have to conclude that, yes, we actually did went to the moon. I remember watching that as a kid. I think I was 5 years old when it was on TV, and it was a pretty big deal back then.
Yeah, I remember everybody. I mean, we lived in an apartment complex when I was a kid, and I remember going to the community room, and everybody was huddled around the TV in the TV room, and it was like such a big deal, and I was like, I don't even understand what's going on. But they made me watch, you know, and I was like, okay, now what? Now I understand, you know. But at the end of the day, what the reason I ask you that question, just to be upfront and honest with you, is that you applied scientific reasoning to the answer that you gave me. And I think you do the same thing with your investments, correct?
Yeah. I mean, you look for indicators that kind of tell you if it's going to go up or down.
So what?
And that's
what,
part of that. Yeah, when we got cut off in that last segment, that's what I was, my point was, you know, networking is probably the biggest thing. So networking with those 40 people, they're all invested in deals that I'm not in, and they know the leads, and that's kind of where I can get my information. It's like, okay, you've already invested with this person. They have a new deal. What do you think about them? It's like, well, you know, they're great communicators, and they did this and did that. And so that's a big data point for me, is what other investors have experienced in previous deals. And networking is the only way to find that out. And that's what Lifestyles allows you to do. They've got tons of networking events, and that's where you can get the backstory on all these deals.
What about a first-time lead? Where do you get the dirt on them?
Yeah, so that one's tough, right? So you've got a first-time lead. You got to, with Lifestyles, they're going to have their hand held. So now I'm going to talk to the operations consultants, like, hey, are you working with this person? You know, how often do you communicate with them? You know, try and pinch the Lifestyle operations person for any information that they've got and what their impression may be. And then you've got to communicate with the lead themselves. You meet them at Expo and have, you know, short conversation there, and then some phone conversations about the deal. And then it's after that, it's like potluck. So I'm not going to invest a whole lot with the first time lead, but you know, those could be some of the greatest deals, because they're pretty motivated to get from deal number one to deal number two, deal number three. So if they can do well on deal number one, then they've got a good shot at it. So, you know, I'll happily invest with first time leads if they pass, you know, the basic criteria, but it won't be, it's not going to be $100,000 for sure.
Gotcha. Because it's a risk analysis for you. You're looking at all of the elements, and you're kind of weighing certain elements heavier, weighing certain elements lesser, but at the end of the day, in your mind, you've got a formula that you've put together that Lifestyles Unlimited has helped you create, and you use that flawlessly, right?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say flawlessly. No.
Well, but I mean, you know, I mean, you rely on it like it's muscle memory, right?
Right.
Okay, I think that's a better way to say it. So, Mike, we're getting to the end of the show, and what I want to give you chance to tell the audience is anything that you think they need to hear. If they're sitting on the fence and they've been listening to us for the last hour and they think we're full of mumbo jumbo, what would you share with them now that might change their mind?
So when I started in 2011, you know, started investing in those first deals in 2012, you know, I was nervous back then, and my wife definitely was nervous. But after a few years, it became blatantly obvious that, you know, this process works. You got to pick the right market, though, right? 2022, when the interest rates shot up, you know, things really slowed down, and my investing slowed down, definitely. But now it feels like we're kind of at the start of the next rise in real estate. So I'm starting to look definitely at more deals now. So I think now is the time to get in and get the education so that you're ready to jump on board.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. The time to take action is now. If you want to do what Mike's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.